Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. As the Israeli military ordered residents of over 20 more Lebanese villages to evacuate on Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged the United Nations to evacuate troops and its UNIFIL peacekeeping force from combat areas in Lebanon in a televised address.
Mr. Secretary General, get the UNIFIL forces out of harm's way. It should be done right now, immediately.
At least five UN peacekeepers have been wounded in recent days as Israeli forces fight against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes destroyed a century-old market in the same area on Sunday. The Israeli military said Hezbollah had fired nearly 320 projectiles from Lebanon into Israel on Saturday without giving further details. Hamada Abu Dalal was an eyewitness to an overnight Israeli strike on the Nusrat refugee camp in Gaza that killed two parents and their six children. An entire family, the father, mother, and children were wiped out after a year of this destructive war on children and women. A further seven people were wounded. United States President Joe Biden will survey the devastation inflicted on Florida's Gulf Coast by Hurricane Milton. VOA's Tommy McNeil tells us more.
The president's visit Sunday comes as he urges Congress to approve additional emergency disaster funding after back-to-back hurricanes lashed the southeast United States. The Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking in North Carolina as part of her campaign's effort to turn out black churchgoers before Election Day and also holding a campaign rally in the city. North Carolina narrowly voted for Harris's Republican rival Donald Trump in 2020. Democrats are hoping to win back the state next month. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Lithuanians vote Sunday in elections, and despite the potential change in government, no major changes in foreign policy are anticipated. Lithuania's main parties all agree on the need for strong support for Ukraine and to maintain or increase defense spending. Gediminas is an IT specialist. Some things will change. We'll see after 4 years if it's good or bad. The vote is likely to see the center-left replace the ruling conservatives and could also see a new populist party, whose leader is on trial for alleged anti-Semitic comments, enter parliament for the first time. Ukraine's human rights ombudsman urged international action after reports that Russian forces executed 9 Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia's Kursk region, where Kyiv had launched an incursion in August. The ombudsman said he alerted the UN and Red Cross about the claim. Battlefield analysis site Deep State said Sunday Russian troops shot and killed 9 Ukrainian drone operators and contractors on October 10th after they had surrendered. Authorities in Brazil said Saturday at least 8 people died in heavy rains as storms swept parts of the country following a severe drought that fueled a record wave of wildfires. Graça Goncalves is from São Paulo. It happened very quickly. We didn't expect it. Suddenly, the wind picked up, knocking down the trees and causing leaves to fall. It was brief, but really intense. According to the National Institute of Meteorology, central and southeastern Brazil have been pounded since Friday by winds reaching 100 kilometers per hour and up to 10 centimeters of daily rainfall. Hundreds of women demonstrated in Istanbul to denounce femicide on the 8th day of an uprising that was triggered by a double murder in Turkey's largest city and has spread across the country. 299 women have been killed in Turkey since the start of the year, a country with a population of 85 million. Vietnamese state media reported on Sunday that their country and China agreed to calm tensions in their South China Sea dispute days after Hanoi accused Beijing of a brutal attack on its fishermen. The two countries have also signed 10 agreements, including an expanding cross-border railway links, payments, and economic cooperation. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.